DY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 61. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 50. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 69. Overcast skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Fertilizer Institute over the weekend again urging Congress to take action to avoid a freight rail shutdown on September 16th. TFI sent a letter to congressional leaders pushing for an intervention to prevent stoppage from occurring. TFI President and CEO Corey Rosenbusch said a stoppage hasn't yet happened, but we're already feeling the negative effects of a non-resolution. Rail carriers announced Friday evening that shipments of fertilizer products like ammonia, which is a key fertilizer and building block for approximately three-fourths of all fertilizer, will start coming off rail networks this week. Rosenbusch contends the situation will get exponentially worse every day there is no resolution, saying if they can't reach an agreement, Congress must act to avoid an economic catastrophe that will only add to inflation and increase consumer pain. Congress can prevent rail workers from striking, has done so before. Back in 1986, President Reagan intervened in the strike of workers for the Maine Central Railway. Selling farmland via competitive bidding process is king right now. Year over year, the number of auctions handled by Farmers National Company up 50%, dollar volume up 75%. During the strong up move in land prices the past year, the best way to know at any given moment is what the market was willing to pay was to sell at some type of auction or competitive bidding. This included simulcast auctions, which is simultaneously online, and the public outcry. Well, traditional public outcry auctions, online only, and selling by written bids. Farmers continue to be active buyers, they say, of good farmland and purchase the larger share of what comes up for sale. Individual investors also enter the market when they see farmland meeting their investment needs. High land prices have prompted some landowners to sell and capture the current moment in the trend. September shaping up to continue to be an active auction season, which will slow during harvest. Post-harvest auction activity should be normal, with a lot of attention being paid to the price trends. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
During Farm Safety and Health Week, Fairbury Livestock Company reminds everyone to invest in the health and safety of those who work so hard to provide the abundant supply of food, fiber, fuel, and so much more to our communities. From Fairbury Livestock Company, come check out our cattle sales on Tuesdays.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Three people died in an accident just before 3:30 p.m. Tuesday in Dickinson County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2003 Kenworth semi driven by Dwight E. Morey, 63, of Fairmont, Oklahoma, was southbound on Kansas 15 at 1500 Avenue. The semi struck a 2006 Dodge Dakota driven by Joel C. Hines, 54, of Junction City, who was southbound on Kansas 15 and had made a U-turn at 1500 Avenue. After impact, the pickup entered the east ditch and flipped onto its roof. The semi entered the east ditch and came to rest in a field. Hines and passengers in the pickup, Mary L. Hines, 64, and John L. Hines, 78, of Coal Valley, Illinois, were pronounced dead at the scene. John Hines was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the KHP. And if you haven't noticed, the Kansas Powerball jackpot is now up to an estimated $270 million, and the Mega Millions jackpot is now at $301 million. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A man who until recently was a Latham Northwest High School's head wrestling coach and physical education teacher is facing felony charges accused of having sex with a student. 47-year-old Stephen Mesa had been teaching for Latham Public Schools for 21 years prior to being fired. A district spokesperson said Mesa was placed on leave the moment the district became aware of the accusations against him. District records do show that he was fired by the Board of Education soon after on September 1st. Mesa was arrested Wednesday afternoon after being charged with 3 counts of unlawful sexual relations, which is a felony. The victim's age is not specified, but the court document does provide a year of birth, 2005. That would make the victim 16 or 17 years old. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said $6.3 million in funds for high-speed internet access for rural residents and businesses is on its way for 8 counties in Kansas and Nebraska. It said the investments through this third round of funds have been made possible by the ReConnect program. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Travel more with up to $110 total savings from Michelin and Mike's OK Tire. Now through October 4th, get up to $110 total savings via Visa reward card or Visa virtual account after online submission with the purchase of 4 new select Michelin passenger or light truck tires. Submit online at TireAwardCenter.com. See offer terms and conditions. Mike's OK Tire offers $110 total savings on 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires when you travel more now through October 4.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. A woman in Nebraska City was sentenced to 10 years behind bars for drug charges. It's part of a plea deal. Tabitha Stanley, 34, was arrested Tuesday and pled to a charge of possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine. Police arrested Stanley at the Horseshoe Casino on an unrelated felony warrant last October. Officers searched her vehicle and found more than 300 grams of meth, which she had intended to distribute. A man that was reported missing by the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services last December was recently arrested in Texas. LaJuan Jones was taken into custody Tuesday in Dallas, according to the release. It's reported he was found at a family member's place. Nebraska Department of Correctional Services reported Jones missing on December 13th after not reporting to work assignment after leaving the Community Corrections Center, Lincoln, that morning. He had a pending release date of February 11th of this year for charges of burglary and theft from Douglas County. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're expecting a good run of cattle. We're going to have around 1,000 head this week. A couple of our featured consignments will be a group of 100 mixed heifer calves that will be coming off of grass. They'll be weighing 750 to 8. We'll have two loads of Red Angus Charlet cross steers coming. That'll be weighing 9 to 950. And we'll have a group of 53 head of mixed steers that have been fed out a little that'll be weighing 7 to 8. Also, this week on Saturday, we're having our Flint Hills Finest horse sale. You can check out everything for our horse sale on Saturday and our regular auction on Thursday on our website. That's www.eldoradolivestock.com. Or if you have any questions for us or consignments you'd like to give us, feel free to give us a call at 316-320-3212.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54 and online at eldoradolivestock.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A Manhattan woman is dead in Washington County following a car crash Wednesday afternoon south of Hanover. Ann S. Nielsen, age 71, was traveling southbound on K-148 around 3:45 p.m., 3 miles south of Hanover, and apparently failed a stop sign at U.S. 36. She was struck by a Wyoming man traveling westbound on 36. Both vehicles came to rest in the center median. Ann S. Nielsen, age 71, of Manhattan, died in the crash. The driver of the other vehicle was taken to Hanover Hospital, but reportedly suffered just minor injuries. Washington County authorities are seeking information on a missing person with residences in Greenleaf and Manhattan. 38-year-old Silvestre Mejia Pinedo was last seen Saturday, September 17th. He's described as 5'7", 180 pounds. Anyone with information as to his whereabouts this past week, please contact the Washington County Sheriff's Office. A Clay Center man, Harold Mugler, age 69, was killed Tuesday morning as he was struck by a school bus at a pedestrian street crossing at 6th and Lincoln Avenue. No students were on the bus at the time. Before the school pickups had begun, the bus driver was not injured. A train collided with a pickup and a trailer just northwest of Beatrice Tuesday morning, shortly before noon, near the Koch nitrogen fertilizer plant. No injuries were reported. Traffic was detoured for a time while the accident was cleared up. A new library director at Frankfort has been announced. Charlene Luna Hedges takes the post. New hours in effect are Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays 10 to 6, and Tuesday and Thursdays noon to 6. Washington County celebrates football homecoming Friday. Candidates are Emma Hoover, Alexandria Boykin, Tiffany Eller-Holligan, Trenton Zinger, Quentin Rhodes, and Peyton Ledoux. The bonfire for students is planned Thursday evening at 9, the homecoming parade Friday at 2:10, crowning Friday night before the game at 6:30. United Bank and Trust will host a tailgate party at the stadium Friday before the game with Clifton Clyde. Axtell football homecoming is Friday. Candidates are Allison Bussing, Laney Porting, Taylor Brockstrom, Isaac Detweiler, Owen Strothman, and Evan Bussing. Homecoming parade is planned Friday afternoon at 2 with a pep rally. Axtell will host Lynn. Diller Odell football homecoming is Friday. No school Thursday or Friday. The game Friday kicks off at 3 p.m. for Diller Odell. Vermilion Car Show is Saturday, September 24th from 9 to 2 on the Main Street in Vermilion. Registration 7 to 9 a.m. Presentation of awards at 1 p.m. with 30 awards for the top entries by class. Registration fee is $25 per entry. All entries will receive a homemade apple pie and chances to win in a special prize drawing with prizes announced throughout the day. Concessions on site as well as a beer garden. A street dance on the Main Street in Vermilion Saturday. Live music begins at 7 with Ken Gustin and Chris Biggs from Manhattan and Terry Teske from Omega, 9:30 to 11 this Saturday, September 24th. Shirley K. Marshall, age 81, of Blue Springs, passed away Sunday. No services are planned. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home of Wymore in charge for Shirley Marshall. Vernon L. Roy Nider, age 86, of Pawnee City, passed away Wednesday. Celebration of life service is planned Friday, 2 p.m. at Shillingbridge Winery in Pawnee City. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Roy Nider.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This week commemorates the signing of the Constitution of the United States of America. Our Constitution has 4,440 words and is the oldest and shortest written constitution of any government in the world. This week, we celebrate the 235th anniversary of the signing of this great document. The cornerstone of our freedoms was written to protect every American from the abuse of power by our government. Constitution Week commemorates the signing of the Constitution of the United States. This reminder from the Arthur Barrett chapter, Daughters of the American Revolution.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures staying even cooler today as a large cold front starts to settle over the region. Some scattered rain showers will move through throughout the day today, staying cloudy otherwise with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 70s. Showers becoming more likely overnight tonight, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and mid-50s. Temperatures warming up throughout the day on Friday, rain showers likely early on, then staying cloudy with our highs in the mid-60s and upper 80s. And clouds finally clearing out throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Conditions will stay much drier and sunnier throughout the weekend, with temperatures staying slightly warmer throughout the day on Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s, and mostly clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 60s. Temperatures cooling slightly throughout the day on Sunday, more sunshine with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s. And temperatures will continue to stay seasonal as we head into early next week and continue to stay dry and sunny. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September 79, record high on this date, hit century mark. The average low 55 and the record low 26. Sunset this evening 7:25, sunrise in the morning at 7:15. We received just over half an inch of rain Wednesday afternoon and evening here at studios in Marysville.
Fall officially arrives today, and we will share some time-tested weather lore for the first day of autumn on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Do you have photos on your phone or camera that you'd love to display, or pictures from vacations that would make beautiful artwork or gifts, but no time to print and frame them? With CanvasPrints.com, you can quickly and easily turn your photos into beautiful prints, perfect for every room of your home or office, and everyone on your gift list. At CanvasPrints.com, you get artist-quality custom canvas prints and gifts at an exceptional value, along with outstanding customer service, quick shipping, and a 100% money-back guarantee. And it's easy to create your perfect print. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Go to canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 to get 25% off your entire order of canvas prints, metal prints, wall displays, blankets, pillows, mugs, and much more. That's canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 22nd, the 265th day of the year, and it is the first day of fall. The autumnal equinox arrives at 9:04 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. A lot of people think the first day of fall can hold clues for the upcoming winter. One legend says if you catch a falling leaf on the equinox, you'll avoid catching a cold all winter. As for weather lore, here are a few things to keep an eye on. Thunder in autumn is said to predict a cold winter. Another proverb goes, as high as the weeds grow, so will the bank of snow. An old-timer said you can count on the first snow 6 weeks after the last thunderstorm in September. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather lore, plus your local forecast online anytime at almanac.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Alfea is confident the Pawnee City High School fall sports teams will be busting out onto the field and court, ready to dominate at this week's next game. Their hard work and natural talent is sure to bring a victorious season. Good luck, Indians. From Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing. Kyle's Service Center is cheering for the Pawnee City Indians fall sports teams. The sportsmanship, fine skill, dedication, and team spirit displayed by the talented guys and girls is sure to bring them to victory. Good luck, teams, from all your supportive friends and loyal fans at Kyle's Service Center in Pawnee City. Smith Auto is proud to support the skilled Pawnee City Indians fall sports teams. The guys and girls have been trading diligently and are sure to bring home a victory at upcoming events. From the crew at Smith Auto in Pawnee City, we offer quality used auto parts, full or self-serve, front end alignments, and we buy scrap iron.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. The Kansas City Royals president of baseball operations, Dayton Moore, has been relieved of his role as announced by team owner John Sherman in a press conference on Wednesday. In his time with the team, Moore was the architect of the 2015 World Series championship team. Since then, the team has had six consecutive losing seasons. General manager J.J. Piccolo will take over baseball operations role, according to Lynn Worthy of the Kansas City Star. Rookie cornerback Jalen Watson received AFCU Defensive Player of the Week honors for Week 2 of the NFL season. Watson's 99-yard interception return for a touchdown in the fourth quarter helped secure the Chiefs' comeback 27-24 victory over the Los Angeles Chargers. Watson, a seventh-round selection out of Washington State, was filling in at cornerback for injured Trent McDuffie and made the most of his opportunity. The Chiefs travel to Indianapolis and take on the Colts Sunday at noon. The game will be televised on CBS. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
K-State baseball alumnus Will Brennan made the most of his MLB debut yesterday. Brennan started in right field for the Cleveland Guardians against the White Sox. In the third inning, he hit a single to center field for his first Major League Baseball hit. That allowed Oscar Gonzalez to score, also marking Brennan's first Major League RBI. The Guardians went on to beat the White Sox 8-2. Brennan was called up to the Guardians early yesterday. The American Athletic Conference released the upcoming basketball schedule for all institutions, including Wichita State. Shocker fans may want to consider subscribing to ESPN+. Of the 30 regular season games on the schedule for the Shockers, over half, 16 of those, will be streamed by ESPN+. The first two games of the season against Central Arkansas and Alcorn State will be on ESPN+, as well as nine conference games. The Shockers will play inside Intrust Bank Arena against Oklahoma State on December 17th. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches. Focus Mondays on Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesdays, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesdays, Lynn and Centralia. Thursdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. Listen for the Cape Reps pregame show Friday nights at 6, our Coach's Corner roundup at 6:30, ahead of our 6:45 pregame for high school football, live on KNDY.
LA League sports are back, and so is the TBL Spotlight. Spotlight is your source for everything happening in one of the best leagues in the state of Kansas. For interviews with players and coaches, game recaps, and special segments like Wayback Wednesday, where we talk to some of the past athletes of the TBL, check out the TBL Spotlight online at tblspotlight.com or on the podcast page at sunflowerstateradio.com.
Friday Night Football, Marysville returns home hosting Concordia live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights is host to Republic County in our Friday feature game live on FM 95.5. High school football on air online and on our mobile apps.
Consider neighboring plants when adding spring blooming bulbs to your garden in fall. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Shade-tolerant daffodils combine nicely with hostas, Virginia bluebells, and other shade-tolerant plants. The emerging hosta leaves help mask the daffodil foliage and fading leaves of the bluebells. Or mix them with daylilies whose foliage mimics the daffodils. Grow fall-blooming colchicums, often called autumn crocus, in ground covers and low-growing perennials. The colchicum leaves appear in spring for about 8 weeks, then die. The leafless flowers sprout in early fall, providing a second flush of color to that part of the garden. Select colors that echo the surrounding spring-blooming trees and shrubs. Mix the big, bold flowers of alliums with fine-textured plants like Willow Amsonia and Threadleaf Coreopsis. The possibilities are endless. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It is perhaps only fitting that right now in Springfield, Illinois, you'll find an exhibit titled Stories of Survival at the Lincoln Library and Museum. Lincoln helped bring freedom and survival to slaves. Here, that story is built upon with real-life examples of individuals facing and triumphing over other injustices around the globe. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Christina Schutt is the executive director of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield, Illinois. Lincoln's presidency was a time when slaves hoped to not only survive the Civil War, but also gain their freedom. A new exhibit here looks at survival stories from recent time periods around the world.
These stories about people who have fled the Holocaust, genocides, and other atrocities globally. And it tells their stories through the objects they were able to take with them as they were fleeing their country.
The stories focus on flights to freedom made during the last century.
They cover seven different genocides around the world, primarily focused on the 20th century. So you're looking at things like Rwanda, the Holocaust, of course, Bosnia, Serbia, the Iraq War.
The items that survivors brought with them and that are on display here speak to the simple yet significant items they grabbed as they fled atrocities around them.
One of my favorites is a platter that a woman who was fleeing Iraq grabbed. It was a platter that her mother used to serve a particular types of food on. And so every time she serves food on that platter, she remembers her mother's recipes and those stories.
Christina hopes that visitors learn much more than history by seeing these stories of survival.
People, as they see these stories, they read these stories, they begin to understand the connection between the past and the present. One of the things that it can often be difficult when you're talking about genocides or the Holocaust is that it becomes sort of numbers. And one of the great things about this exhibit is it brings it down to the individual level. It talks about the people and the stories who were affected by it.
The Powerful Experience is a temporary exhibit here on loan from the Illinois Holocaust Museum. Traveling the countryside in Springfield, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.
Biodegradable plastic mulch is an alternative to regular plastic mulch in crop production. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's being field tested this year as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Using black plastic mulch for growing fields of vegetable crops helps conserve moisture and suppresses weeds, but it's a pain to pull up at the end of the season. You also need a place to dispose it. Researchers at Iowa State University's Horticulture Research Station are testing various types of biodegradable plastic mulch on pepper plants. I was there in early August to learn more about the experiment. Ajay Nair is a vegetable extension specialist. He says they want to see how much of the biodegradable mulch is left and are also testing how it affects plant growth.
So far, things look okay. You can
see some subtle differences in the height and the greenness, and we will be measuring some chlorophyll measurements here, plant height, stem diameter, to document more the science behind what's actually happening. We have also buried sensors in there to see how much of a temperature rise do we get using these mulches as compared to the traditional white and black plastic mulch. Soil temperature is another thing we are constantly measuring.
You'll pay about twice as much for biodegradable mulch compared to the regular plastic, but Nir says there are other cost savings and benefits.
One, labor in the fall. When all those high school kids have gone back to school, who is going to pull the plastic, right? That's a challenge. And then the landfill cost. And again, that environment-friendly thing, if you can show that you can just till it under, that's better.
The idea behind biodegradable plastic is that it's chewed up into bits by soil bacteria when it's tilled in. Nir says they don't expect it will degrade completely, but it should be enough that it doesn't hinder planting or other field operations in the spring. Learn more about biodegradable plastic mulch at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you.
As I've gotten older, I've started to think more about the Bible verse that says, "For it is more blessed to give than to receive." Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, as a kid, it would have been pretty difficult to convince me that it's better to give a gift than get one. But as I've grown, I've realized that giving to someone in need is such a joyful experience. It is a way to mirror God's nature when we share our resources. And don't forget, living generously doesn't mean that you only give with your finances. You also share your time and your talents. There are so many in-person and virtual ways to give back to the people or causes you're passionate about. Consider sending uplifting notes to some first responders or teachers, or maybe those who are stuck at home. Or you could help limit food insecurities by purchasing groceries and donating them to your local food shelf. Living generously is a mindset that will bring you joy and clarity. So look for ways to use your resources, time, and talents.
California farmers are faced with a water problem. Too little and too much. That's next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. The nation's biggest agricultural state, California, has managed its water resources over the years to the benefit of the state's farmers. Jeff Vandenhoevel is with the California Milk Producers Council.
For many years, it was a combination of surface water and groundwater that sustained agriculture in California and created really what is an agricultural marvel in the world. So it wasn't something we spent a lot of time thinking about.
California farmers are thinking about it now, Vandenhoevel says.
We've got 5 million acres of irrigated agriculture, very productive, and the dairy industry is part of that. You know, roll the clock forward 30 years and throw in some drought years in there, and what have you done? You have done a major depletion of your groundwater resources.
As worries grow about future water availability in California farm country, Vandenhoevel says, one of the remedies being considered is harnessing floodwaters.
I think there absolutely is hope. We're going to have to manage better. It's going to require some investment, not only by the dairy industry and dairy farmers, but frankly, our governments are going to have to help us finance some of this infrastructure that's going to be necessary to capture these big flood flows.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. It's Thursday. I'm Jeff Aiken. The effort to bring high-speed internet to rural areas is getting another financial shot in the arm with new investments being announced.
We have obviously made a commitment in this administration to expanding access to high-speed internet.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announcing new investments toward that goal this week, telling reporters the USDA through the third round of funding for its ReConnect program is awarding $502 million in loans and grants for 32 projects in 20 states. Vilsack said the state's total third round funding up to $858 million.
We anticipate and expect additional announcements in the very near future to add to that total and may very well also announce portions of the bipartisan infrastructure law funding.
That law makes available to USDA $65 billion to help upgrade substandard internet service in some places and bring service to areas that don't have any access to high-speed internet, which Vilsack calls
an absolutely essential technology.
Without which, he says, millions of rural residents are being left behind in almost every endeavor, including education, health care, and business. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
In other news, combines have started rolling in parts of the Midwest, or soon will be in some areas. With the exception of parts of the Midwest, dry weather's been the story of the past month. The northwestern and southern southeastern parts of the Midwest have pockets classified as extreme drought, while many other counties are classified under severe or moderate drought. Tanner Day with Wells Ag Supply says the crop is pretty spotty right now. There are some fields that are going to be pretty good, but some are going to be closer to 150 to 140. Field average won't be as good as last year. On this Wednesday morning, for the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. Yay! It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new executive order from President Biden calls on departments and agencies to take steps to increase the use of bio-based products and identify barriers to ag biotechnology. Among other things, the order gives USDA, FDA, and EPA 180 days to identify areas of ambiguity, gaps, or uncertainties in the federal regulatory system for biotech. The order says the complexity of the system can be confusing and create challenges for businesses to navigate, and within 280 days, the agencies are required to submit a plan for implementing reforms, including identifying regulations and guidance documents that need to be updated, streamlined, or clarified. Separately, the order requires USDA to write a report on ways to use biotechnology and biomanufacturing for food and agricultural innovation. That includes for improving land conservation, increasing crop yields, and protecting against plant and animal pests and diseases. The order also seeks to increase the government's use of bio-based products by requiring agencies to train staff on purchasing those goods. A bulk of the money has been distributed under the Emergency Relief Program. That leaves USDA employees with the job of sorting through some of the more complicated applications that are yet to come. Speaking to the Farmers Union yesterday in D.C., Secretary Vilsack said pre-filing ERP applications with crop insurance and data for producers who suffered natural disaster losses in 21 and 22 ended up saving about 1 million hours of staff time and 1 million hours of farmer time. That allows us to get the payments out in record time, he said. So far, $7 billion of the program's $10 billion has been distributed. Now the department is faced with more daunting task of doling out relief producers who were not covered already. He said specifically those that participated in stacks. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Be safe, be aware, be alive. During a busy fall harvest season, traffic on rural roads and highways increases. As you approach farm equipment, slow down, allow space, and pass with caution. Farm operators are reminded to always be mindful of passing traffic and take time to stay safe. A reminder from Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer, with combines, tractors, and farm equipment sales and service in Marysville, Washington, Clyde Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt. Cottage Hill Ag Supply, your channel seedsman, can help with your performance goals. Channel seedsmen listen to your needs, and Cottage Hill Ag brings insights to your farming operation. Marysville Livestock Sales, featuring cattle sales every Thursday. Top dollar bid when you sell at auction. Call on any of their fieldmen or give them a shout at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. and KNDY for farm news, weather, local, state, and national news. We're here with 24/7 entertainment, information, and more.
The strong smell of manure in confined areas isn't good for your health, but sometimes it's what you don't smell in manure that's even worse. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning, I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my combine, I look down at my PKT AgriMax Terrace tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, PKT tires are dependable every season, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my PKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them.
True problems, true solutions. PKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Livestock, manure happens, and you need a place to put it, such as a manure pit or tank. The breakdown of manure in these storage areas is a natural biological process which produces and releases gases. Cheryl Skolas is an Extension Agricultural Safety and Health Specialist at the University of Wisconsin. She says there are a number of gases that could reach harmful levels if you're exposed to them too long. They include ammonia, carbon dioxide, methane, and hydrogen sulfide, which is the most concerning. It's a toxic gas, and at low levels can cause immediate health effects, even death.
It's that rotten egg smell. But our olfactory system gets taken over by that gas. We can smell it at very low concentrations, but then it takes over our sense of smell and we don't smell it.
These are the signs to watch for that indicate you need fresh air immediately.
The first sign always gets to be the eye irritation, tearing of the eyes, the headaches. You just kind of feel fatigued. You're getting a sense of dizziness or having problems focusing. When you get to, like for the hydrogen sulfide, 100 parts per million, that's considered immediately dangerous to life and health.
Skolas says the only way to know that your breathing space is safe in these areas is to use a gas monitor. It's also recommended to have good ventilation so there is a fresh mix of oxygen. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about monitoring and managing manure gas at agriculture.com.
During Farm Safety and Health Week, Alfea wants to remind farmers and ranchers to make sure livestock has shelter and extra feed during this fall storm season, in case roads to your grazing lands are impassable. Thank you for all that you do. From Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Corn currently sits at 689 and three quarters. That's up four. March corn at 694 and a half. That's up four and a quarter. Kansas City wheat up 17 and a quarter at 984 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat from March at 979 and a quarter. That's up 15 and three quarters. Oats currently up at 1.5, 419 and a quarter. Oats for March at 416 and three quarters. That's down 3.5. For soybeans for November, down 4.25 at 1457. Soybeans for January, down 4.25 at 1462 and three quarters. Live cattle for October down 90 cents at 145. Live cattle for December down $1.22.5 at 149.52.5. Feeder cattle for September up 10 cents at 178.27.5. Feeder cattle for October down $1.67.5 at 177.52.5. When we take a look at the dollar, right now the dollar is in the plus side right now, 57 at 110.92.5. The market, the U.S. dollar index for March, 110.58. That's up 65 cents. Taking a look at Wall Street right now, here's what we were looking at. It's been a tough day on Wall Street as profit taking continues to happen. Dow Jones down right now at 119, trading at 30,163. S&P down 32, trading at 3,773. NASDAQ down 158 right now, trading at 11,551. Oil is up 42 cents at $83.36 a barrel.
You were too busy celebrating this past weekend and missed Rusty Eck Ford's Labor Day sales event. Don't worry. You can still put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you. We've extended our Labor Day sales event for one more week. Let us show you how easy buying your next vehicle should be. Choose from over 300 available new and pre-owned vehicles, all with Labor Day pricing. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you won't pay random dealer markup over MSRP. Buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford at MSRP and you get the Ford rebates. Plus, you can give yourself a break and make no payments up to January 2023. And you can take advantage of special financing offers as low as 0.99% APR. Put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you during our extended Labor Day sales event now through September 12th. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees, all Ford rebates and dealers. Exclusive Raptor Bronco GT500, 0.99% APR available on select new and certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term. Payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest reduced from date of purchase. All offers with a free credit.
COVID-19 placed extreme pressure on the processing infrastructure of the United States. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State researchers were inspired by the demand for small processors and ultimately received a grant to help these essential businesses in Kansas. K-State Associate Professor Jesse Vipum shares more.
The purpose of this grant really is to try to alleviate some of the stress that small meat processors sort of went through as a part of COVID. COVID maybe exasperated the issue a bit. They definitely had the ceiling kind of come down on them in terms of people needing somewhere to take animals during COVID. And with some of the issues that had happened from a larger processing facility perspective, just in terms of workforce, that's where I think that we really stepped back and said, okay, what do we really know about small meat processing in Kansas, as well as what are some of the capacity development needs that they might have to help them meet some of this new demand?
She goes on to share information about upcoming town halls to learn more about their needs to better support them.
All town halls will be held from 5:30 to 7:30. We're going to start with the first one, which is here in Manhattan at the Kansas Department of Agriculture, and we're going to host that on September 23rd. The next one will be in Colby, Kansas, which is going to actually be held at the City Limits Convention Center, and that will be on October 3rd. And then from there, we will go to Wichita, which is October 4th, which is going to be held at Wichita State University. We're then going to head to Garden City, Kansas, which is going to be on October 5th. And that will be held at the Kansas State Research and Extension Center. And our final town hall will be held in Parsons on October 13th. At the K-State Research and Extension Center. So if you are a small meat processor and you want to come, those are the dates.
K-State agricultural economist Dustin Pendle stresses the opportunity that this grant serves as for not only small processors in Kansas, but K-State alike.
Town halls are going to be critical for us. We want to just sit, listen, take notes, figure out exactly what those issues are, how we can better design programs that will help them, including working with students over in the College of Business next spring. We're getting these students, we're getting them out in the field or out in their areas of study, and they get to see firsthand of what it's like to run a business, trying to expand or maybe start a business. And so I think it's going to be a really great experience for the students. But also it's really going to be a good experience for those entrepreneurs as well to work side by side with K-State students and K-State faculty to hopefully help them achieve their goals.
Discussing plans for the use of their latest grant, that was K-State Associate Professor Jesse Vipum and K-State Agricultural Economist Dustin Pendle. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Gonna tell you about the jumping jive. Jim, Jim, jump the jumping jive. Cat's gonna beat out this mellow jive. Beat it out on the male side. Bob
hip gets cold.
Yeah.
Come on, boys, let's have a ball.
The jim, jim, jump is the jumping jive.
Makes you dig your jive on the Miller side.
Hip, hip.
When you 4'5", hep, hep.
Hep, hep.
Now don't you beat that ickaroo. Get hep, come on and follow through. Then you get your steady foo. You make the joint jump like the gators do.
The jim, jam, jump is the jumping jive.
Makes you like your eggs on the Jersey side. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep.
The jim, jam, jumping jive makes you hep, hep on the Miller side. Hep, hep. Jumping jive makes you hep hep on the Miller side. Going, 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 da-da. Now I've told you about the jumping jive. Jim Jam jump the jumping jive. I know you dug this Miller jive. Boom, you dig it on the Miller side.
So much classic country, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.